Hey everyone, welcome to the Gamers Workshop, the show where we discuss your favorite games and the creative elements that go into making them. Today, we're going to be talking about Fortnite Battle Royale. So load up into the lobby and get ready, folks, because we're going to be covering all squad members, starting with me. My name is Anch, and I played Fortnite for about 5 years, starting in 2018. I played in multiple tournaments. I've done it all. So if anyone knows a thing or two about Fortnite, it's me. And my squad members this episode are Stuart.
Hey, I'm Stuart. I've been playing Fortnite for about 7 years, and I've camped in a bush every single game.
My second member is David.
Hey, I'm David. I've been playing Fortnite for about 7 years, since 2018. And in those 7 years, I have still not learned how to build properly.
And my fourth squad member, Amrit.
Hi guys, I am Amrit Chenna, and I've been playing Fortnite since the start, since late 2017. And basically, in Fortnite, I have also not learned how to build properly, and I've also probably spent more on V-Bucks than actual food, so yeah.
Exactly, so the squad, if you want to learn how to burn money, we got you covered. Why don't we talk about our experience in Fortnite before we start reviewing the game? Amrit, since you started the earliest, why don't you start us off?
Honestly, like, I've had a lot of, like, you know, good memories, like honestly playing it, but I'm like low-key a bit washed because I've like, you know, like played it like ever since like I want to say end of high school, so yeah, it's like, you know, definitely like been a pretty great time playing Fortnite for sure.
So David, you still haven't learned how to build. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Fortnite 7 years. I never really concentrated too much on actually getting good at the game. I kind of was just looking to have a good experience, have fun. Obviously, I've gotten a little bit better. Naturally, when you play a game for 7 years, you tend to get a little bit better. But ever since that no build, you know, game mode came out, I've never looked back at building. Never gone back.
Yeah, I mean, like, no builds, you don't really have to, like, have that much skill. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's true.
But at least we could see how Fortnite caters to a bunch of different skill levels by providing different game modes, like no builds. Stuart, how has your Fortnite experience been?
I was gaslit into downloading it initially by my friend. I was a Minecraft truther back in the day, so I did not want to touch a game called Fortnite. And then I got into it, and for the first year, I want to say, my average FPS was about 3, so I couldn't see anything. Then when I finally got a better computer, I did try to get better, realized I sucked, and then was usually the first one to get downed in my squad. And then no build came out, and like David said, I never looked back, and I've had a much better experience.
What is with you guys and no builds? Okay, the Fortnite game about building, let's just remove the feature that makes it Fortnite, but you know what?
Now the skins make it Fortnite. Where else can you squad up with Goku, Spider-Man, and Godzilla?
Don't forget Naruto.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we have a diverse skill set in this group. My experience with Fortnite is quite the opposite. I got really tryhard, really sweaty. I think my sodium levels are permanently down from the amount of sweat I poured into that game. I was the type of player to literally go into creative maps and practice before playing. I've went the esports route, and it was working pretty well until, unfortunately, console tournaments got removed and I started versing PC players that were way better than me, could see 4 times the amount of frames. And unfortunately, that's where my Fortnite story ended. So with that being out of the way, why don't we talk about which season was our favorite and why? I'll start with my favorite season. Might be one of the most controversial seasons. It is Chapter 2, Season 3. And to give you context, the entire map got flooded. Big change to the maps. Big change to the meta every single week when the flood would slowly be drained. And this was actually the the beginning of my Fortnite competitive era because I went into Discord one day. I didn't have a trio. I was a lone wolf. And I came into a trio of two other console players, and we started playing console tournaments like every day. There was a daily console tournament, so we'd get better and better, top 1,000, top 500, top 200, top 100. We never won a tournament, but we did get close. And the competitive aspect of the game was probably why Chapter 2, Season 3 was my favorite.
I have a tie between my favorite seasons. It's either between Chapter 1, Season 4 and Chapter 1, Season 7. For Chapter 1, Season 4, that was when I first started, so I'm very nostalgic for it. Dusty Divot was my favorite location on the map. The Hop Rocks were a lot of fun. And I don't know, that's just when I started. I was learning, so everything, I was an innocent baby, so I was not desensitized to 90 degrees, like building 90s and cranking on people.
Mongrel then, classics?
Yeah. And then season 7 is the Christmas season. And I remember waking up every morning, Christmas break, school was out, and playing the game with my friend, squatting up. And it was just a lot of fun. And the planes, underrated. You could destroy every build that you see. Kill the sweaty builders. Planes were fun. Christmas. Nice.
And Amrit, what about you?
All right, so I'd say my favorite all-time, like, you know, season 4 Fortnite, it would probably, like, you know, be Chapter 1, Season, like, 5. This, like, you know, was the season that they actually, like, you know, brought in Paradise Palms. And, like, you know, personally, I'm a big, like, you know, beach person. So it was, like, honestly cool having a, like, beach, like, you know, like area and to, like, you know, I guess, land. And also, as soon as the battle, like, you know, pass got announced, I begged my parents. I was like, Mom, please, I need this goddamn battle pass. And she, like, you know, she, like, you know, gave it. And I reached level, actually, no, I reached tier 100. And I've probably gotten the most wins out of any, like, you know, time period during season 5. So it was a very, very special moment, like, you know, for me, for sure. So yeah.
David?
Yeah, I mean, you know, honestly, it's kind of a tie between Chapter 1, Season 4, which is really when I started and, like, got into the game, and Chapter 2, Season 2. But I'm going to say Chapter 2, Season 2, because this was the spy season. This season happened right when the pandemic hit and everyone was staying at home. So, you know, naturally me, I spent that time playing Fortnite, as I think many people also did. And the season just hit, you know, it was, you know, a spy theme. You know, they added vaults and bosses and henchmen, helicopters, Deadpool, you know. It was just a blast. It was just a fun time, honestly.
All right, so now let's get into the meat of the podcast. What mechanics made Fortnite so interesting to play? Now, obviously, there was the determining factor, at least for me, which was building my positioning in games. The only shooter game I played before Fortnite was Splatoon. I did not play Call of Duty. I did not play CSGO. I did not play Overwatch. I did not play basically any shooter aside from the paint shooting game, right? So I really liked games where they have this sort of like quirk, this competitive advantage, this X factor, right? So for Fortnite, it was building. For Splatoon, it was the paint. When I see just a regular like shooting game, to me, it doesn't really make me feel any sort of way. Like, it's just a regular game, just like how... Now, obviously, I haven't played these games like Call of Duty and CSGO and stuff like that, so I wouldn't know all the ins and outs, right? Like, what makes it different? But just when I see it, I don't see something that makes me go like, oh, I want to play that game. It's mostly just a game where I'm like, oh, that looks fun.
I don't know. When my friend was trying to convince me to get the game, they basically just said it's Minecraft, but with guns. And as a stupid little 11 or 12 year old, I was like, hell yeah, guns and building stuff. But then little did I know that I sucked at shooting guns. I liked building. I would, the best time ever was when the creative mode dropped, or playground mode as it was back in the day. And me and my friends in the playground, we would talk about playground mode coming out. And we were so excited because we thought we could cheat the game by doing all of our tasks in playground and get the secret skin really quickly. And when it came out, we were disappointed to find out that they got rid of like tasks and challenges in playground. But in playground, we were just, I don't know, we destroyed tilted towers, built large platforms, and just did mini tournaments trying to kill each other faster.
Yeah, it allows like game modes like playground. This is what I think Fortnite did really well, is that they have a lot of different ways you can play the game. It's not like, it's called Fortnite Battle Royale, but Battle Royale is only one part of the game. There's also like Save the World, which is a single player.
It's basically Roblox.
Exactly, right? It's like, especially with the creative mode now, there's so many maps that has mini Roblox, but with guns and, well, Roblox has guns, but it doesn't have Naruto, right? It doesn't have Goku.
It doesn't have Tung 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 Sahur game mode made by some guy.
Exactly. So it's these game modes, these different ways to play that I think really allowed Fortnite to have a long lifespan. But yeah, I'm Rhett David. What enticed you about the game?
Honestly, like, obviously it's not the first game to do the whole Battle Royale style. I think it was PUBG that was first doing that, but it definitely popularized it. And I think just like the concept of like, there's you and 99 other people on this island and you have to battle and, you know, last person standing wins. It's just such an addicting concept, and you can just lose hours, you know, playing the game. And I think for me, that was like the main thing that sort of pulled me in. But, you know, obviously all my friends, you know, everyone was talking about it. All my friends were playing it, and just playing it, I think, in a group of people elevates the game just like so much more. You know, having other squad mates, you know, it's honestly kind of depressing to just play solos, in my opinion.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Solos is one of the most life-draining experiences of your life.
Honestly, having played thousands of solo matches, I can't defend that. Yeah, that's true. What about you, Amrit?
Oh, I mean, honestly, like, okay, the, like, you know, first time that I've actually heard of Fortnite, it was actually from my cousin in India, right? So basically, my cousin, he used to be a addict on PUBG, right? And he basically told me that, like, that Fortnite is if COD, Minecraft, and PUBG had a baby. So yeah, that honestly, like you know, that like definitely enticed me a lot. And like, you know, also at the, like, you know, I don't know, time, a lot of like my favorite, like, I don't know, content creators, like, I don't know, Allie, Vicstar, they were like, you know, all playing it. And it's like, yeah, it was just like, you know, very, very like popular during our middle school years, for sure.
Exactly. So to summarize, like, one, when you give people choice on how to play your game, that alongside with playing games with your friends, like, obviously when we're kids and stuff, we're not playing soccer by ourselves, at least not most of us, and it's more fun to play with people who you can bounce off with. You could play any game mode you like, so it's not like, oh, you like the game but someone else doesn't like it. There could be like different game modes that you both enjoy, so you could both play together. And then also the factor of maybe people who are more competitive in the game, they really want to improve. If they have some sort of competitive scene, then, and give some rewards, it doesn't even have to be money. I didn't earn money, though I was close one time, but I earned like skins and things in real life, right? And that was very rewarding than just seeing, oh, you know, my rank went up or something. What is your favorite story to tell about, you know, a time when you were playing Fortnite? What was the most memorable moment you could think of? My most memorable moments, even though I've played solos a lot, what I would do is I'd play solos, but I'd be in a party chat or a group chat with, you know, my friends and stuff, right? So my most memorable moment was I was playing a cash cup, right? A solo cash cup. It was a console one, I think season 2, chapter 2. I was probably around 14 or 15 years old. So, you know, cash, hearing the word cash, oh, got the dopamine flowing. So I entered the tournament and I'm actually playing, like, I'm in the flow state. I'm doing so well. You know, take this guy's wall with my zero ping, edit a window, boom, one pop. Another guy lands on me, tries the third party, boom, got him too, right? And I get to the end of the game. I have around 9 kills. There's like 20 people left, but the circle's getting smaller. So I'm in a group chat with one of my friends called Victor, right? And in the chat, he's like, yo, Ange, do you think you could get a 20 bomb? You know, I don't think you could do it. I was going to just try to win the game, right? Because that comes with a lot of points. But no, I wanted to get the 20 bomb. I get to 19 kills, right? But I'm very low HP. The circle is moving. I don't have any shields. I only have white health. So this guy is probably salivating from the mouth with the thought of killing me, right? In game. I have the purple pump. And I Tfue Classic one pump him for the win. The victory royale. I get a 20 kill dub to put myself in the top 100 to end the cash cup. So it really solidified the fact that I wanted to try to become a pro at this game.
So speaking of that cash cup, because it is called a cash cup, did you get any cash from that cup?
Well, you know, the unfortunate part of the cash cups is that you have to get, like, I think top 10 or something to... It might have even been because there were different formats, so this could have been like the first round, but I believe it was just top 10, you know, gets this amount of money, top 5 gets this amount. I got in the top 100, but I did not get into the top 10. So, but then again, that was my second tournament, so I was like super excited for, you know, what's going to happen next week.
I won. So basically this one time, right, I was like, you know, playing squads. It was chapter 2, season 2, right? And basically in my apartment, right, I have like very, very weak internet, right? It was like 8 people left, including my team. So it was like us 4 and like I think 2 duos left, right? So, and my friend, he knocks down a duo that's like, you know, done for. And then I try to kill the duo, but then as soon as I get that pump to the freaking head, my Wi-Fi goes out and my mom unplugs the Ethernet cable because I was on the game for too long. As soon as I shot that player in the head, the cable got plugged. I mean, thankfully now my internet issues are good. But yeah, back then it was crazy, bro. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, that was.
You know, David, I do remember you played a lot of creative, especially with our friend Judo. Was there any specific moment there that was memorable for you?
I can't really think of any specific moment, but, you know, there's this one creative map that we always used to play. It was actually based off of a Call of Duty map, Nuketown, you know, Nuketown Gun Game was the name of the map. And every single time we played that, I mean, it was just so fun, honestly. And then I learned, you know, a year or so ago, maybe 2 years ago, that they actually removed the map. And they've made new ones since then, but it's not like that original map. And I've missed it ever since.
That map certainly brings back a lot of memories. I do remember when we would play, oh my God, the amount of just rage, the amount of sweat, and the amount of trolling was at an all-time high on those types of maps.
I just remembered... Chapter 3, Season 1, the Spider-Man season. I just finished the Battle Pass, got the Spider-Man skin equipped. My friend, who has the Venom skin, we duoed up, and we decided for the hell of it, we would use the Gangnam-style emote throughout the entire game, not shooting anybody, and we would drop emote, and that's it, the whole game. And it took maybe about 20 games for us to even crack the top 10. And we would just sit there, Gangnam style, blaring in our headphones, watching people do the most impressive build fights you'd ever see. And then they'd see us in the corner of their eye, walk over and just tap us with a pump and kill us. We never gave up, and we eventually just got to the last. It was us and one other squad. We decided to use our one gun that we had in our inventory, and we actually killed them and won.
Impressive.
Yeah.
Dude, okay. As we could see by these stories, the reason the creative elements behind Fortnite are not just for, you know, how the game runs, but also how can other people run the game. So you have emotes, you could do these cool challenges, and replayability is a really important factor when it comes to gaming, because you could have an amazing game, but if you can only play it one time before it gets boring, your game's gonna have a short lifespan, right? Just like Amrit's internet.
Come on, Amrit. Come on.
So one thing that really intrigued me about Fortnite is the sheer amount of collaborations and skins that they have. So I know a lot of people that spent a lot of money on those skins. So why don't we talk about it? David, what was your favorite skin in Fortnite that you got?
Yeah, in terms of skins I've bought, there's quite a lot. And the total sum of money spent on those skins is probably, well, it's definitely within the hundreds, but let's not think about how much further.
So Amrit, what about you?
My favorite all-time Fortnite like skin is a tie between the Travis Scott skin. I mean, like, honestly, I'm a pretty big fan of his music, and also that in-game concert that he had broke the internet. Like, everyone just went crazy over that, right? And then besides the Travis Scott skin, it would have to be the Rust Lord skin in season 3 in the battle like pass. But yeah,
my locker is quite full. I have a lot of presets saved. I'd have to say, right, the one I use most is probably Spider-Man from the chapter 3 season 1 battle pass. It's a perfect adaptation of the character. There's a few skins I actually have in my locker that I really like, but I don't use in the game because it just, something about it irks me in my head, which is like Darth Vader and Superman. Like, I do not want to play as Darth Vader because something about him running really scares me and it looks disturbing. Like, I don't want to see that character run. And something about Superman shooting a gun really doesn't sit well with me either. But that's okay with Spider-Man because I'm biased.
Like, even the skins were a way to get people to not only spend money on the game, which is what you'd want to, you know, develop it more, but also it's a nice way for people to, you know, customize. Like, customization in every, like, many games now use customization. Like, even single-player games, like, I believe the new Donkey Kong game, like, that has customizations. Mario Odyssey had customizations with the outfits, so people love outfits and customizing their favorite characters. To recap this episode, if you're making a game, right, you gotta think of things in terms of how other people are gonna like the game, right? Even if they're not your target audience, like Fortnite was able to attract a mass audience because of how, not basically how broad each game mode was, but that it catered to one specific type of person. So for me, that game mode was tournaments, was the arena mode, the competitive mode. But for other people, it was the squad modes, it was the creative modes, doing, dumb challenges with your friends. It all comes down to having fun. So what's fun for me is, you know, improving my skills, getting them kills, hitting them bars, like I'm from Mars. And, you know, what's fun for other people may be doing challenges. So that's it for today's episode on Fortnite. And the next episode, my friend and co-host Stuart will be covering
Minecraft. It's just because everybody's played Minecraft and that's easier to cover.
Exactly. Minecraft, which was all part of each and every one of our childhoods. And if it wasn't, well, you're in for a treat next episode. So stay tuned. This is the Gamers Workshop, and we'll be seeing you guys next week. Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. And here's the quit button. Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.